It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 21st. I'm Ben Johnson. It's Friday, so time for a little Silicon Tally. My guest today is a fellow Marketplacer, reporter Ryan Kailath. Ryan, you know the drill. Are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Ready. Ready.
Are you clapping right now?
Out of excitement.
All right. One feed.
That is the Google with the thing.
Yes. The Google with the thing. This is Google's new idea for what to do with all that white space below the search bar, and it's Google app for Android and iOS. The idea is that when you're getting ready to search for something, you're also going to see a bunch of information, news articles, videos, other stuff, apparently, that's designed just for you. All right, what do you got for me?
$7 an hour.
$7 an hour is what someone gets paid on the internet to, like, hurl insults at someone else via web's like live video stream or something.
Started very strong. $7 an hour is the price you pay hourly for the Nightscope K5 robot.
The one that fell into the...
Fell, in air quotes. Yeah, so this robot, obviously, I love, and the internet has loved for a long time. The Nightscope K5 security robot that drowned itself in a fountain in Washington, D.C.
I mean, if you were getting paid $7 an hour...
Presumably the human would just quit, but the robot, yeah. The robot isn't programmed for that, so it tried to end its life.
So sad, but the photos are so good.
So good.
All right, all the fidget spinners in Russia.
I'm 100% stumped.
Well, did you know that fidget spinners, at least according to the editor-in-chief of a news outlet very friendly to the Putin government, are potentially a political technology used to control the masses?
No, but I believe it.
All right, what do you got for me?
$7.4
million. $7.4
million
is how much the now departing CEO of Google Fiber was being paid.
Deep cut, sir. No, $7.4 million is the amount of dollars that this hacker stole, or allegedly stole, during the Ethereum ICO, their initial coin offering.
It stands to reason that eventually a hacker would make some of the currency called Ethereum disappear into the ether, right? Marketplace reporter Ryan Kailath, thanks for playing Tally with me.
Thanks, Ben.
Here's a reminder that self-driving cars are coming at us faster than many initially thought. Earlier this week, a subcommittee in the House of Representatives greenlit a proposal to allow automakers to deploy as many as 100,000 autonomous cars on American roads in the near future, and do it all without some of the stringent safety standards that passenger cars are usually held up to. Well, that proposal won't be officially considered by Congress until September, and there are still some kinks to work out. Kinks that could be bad for business. Kinks like kangaroos in Australia and how they show up in the computer vision systems of autonomous cars. Pedro Domingos, computer science and engineering professor at the University of Washington, has been doing work on this topic. Pedro, thanks for chatting.
Thanks for having me.
Deer, moose, elk, these computer vision systems are not terrible at recognizing some of those more familiar, at least to North America, animals, right?
Yes, they're not terrible, partly because people saw that this was a problem and they've worked hard on it to detect these animals and notice that, you know, a deer and a moose, they're bigger and they move slower and all of these things help.
And why are kangaroos particularly difficult?
They can jump quickly across the road and in front of the car. They're low, and they also change shape as they hop more than, say, a deer does, which makes it harder for, you know, even a state-of-the-art computer vision system to understand that, yes, this is, you know, a kangaroo and not a windblown plastic bag.
Can you see a possible future where the companies start employing ecologists or something like that, so that there's a kind of software package that gets plugged into the main self-driving car technology that has all of the animals that are unique to that region?
So I think cars that get deployed in different countries and different environments will have to be trained for those environments. Having said that, the reason we have self-driving cars today is because of machine learning. It's not because somebody programmed into the car what to do. In fact, nobody actually knows how to program a car to drive. The car watches the person drive and learns to do the same.
Pedro, we should ask this, though. Are humans really any better at avoiding chaotic, behaving, unpredictable animals than driverless cars are?
Humans really suck at driving, except compared to machines, we're absolutely brilliant. In some ways, we are not set up for driving. We have only one pair of eyes, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
But we're really, really good at the type of sensory motor control that it takes to drive a car. There's a big exception to that is when we impair ourselves by, you know, getting drunk or talking on the phone, sure, et cetera, et cetera. Having said that, I think in the longer term, you know, it will be the case that cars become so much better at driving than humans are that, you know, maybe human driving will be outlawed.
Pedro Dominguez, he is computer science and engineering professor at the University of Washington. Pedro, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.